We're here starting your day right with Marketing Espresso, your marketing caffeine hit of the day.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for listening to another episode of Marketing Espresso. As always, I'm so grateful that you've chosen to have me in your ears. So today's guest is Rebecca Saunders. Let me talk to you about Becca. Described by her clients as a video ninja, Rebecca is sought after video expert who works with business leaders, course creators, and speakers to ensure they make their impact on the world with video. Everything she teaches, creates, and offers has been designed to save you time, save you money, and remove stress when making video. At the age of 22, Rebecca packed a small bag and booked a one-way ticket to Sydney with her laptop and just $500 in her pocket as she boarded that plane. She had a dream of living in Australia and building her own company to sponsor herself to stay here. Fast forward a decade, and Rebecca has built a global production company, has purpose-built film studio in Sydney where she produces live virtual events and education content, and has a selection of online courses, including her signature program, The Video Accelerator, to help make your video journeys that little bit easier. She's just amazing, and I cannot sing her praises enough. So I hope that you love this episode. I'd love to hear your feedback, and be sure to connect with Rebecca. I've put all her details in the show notes, and I hope that you love it. Rebecca, thank you so much for joining us again. I'm so grateful that we could get you back on. Last episode, you gave so much to us, and I just know that this is going to help people level up their video even more. And hopefully, everyone that listened to the last episode has at least recorded one video. Do we want one video from people or more?
Yeah. At least one.
Yeah. But once they've done one, like, you know, they're going to be in this flow of more, getting more.
Easier to keep going once you've done one. Yeah, what's the point of going to all the effort of setting things up to record if you're just going to do one?
100%. I remember like the very first time I started doing videos, the first video I ever did, I re-recorded. I'm not even kidding. It must have been 50 times, if not more.
Yeah. Was the first take the best?
No, they were all bad. I was so nervous. I moved around my house to 5 different locations. I stood up, I sat down, I did all of the different positions. Today, on that, because of the experience I had, I wish I'd known you back then. Today, I thought we would talk about more like the technical, like how you should set up if you're doing it at home or, I mean, you know, if you've got a studio, awesome. But if you are amateur recording in your house for your business, what is the best kind of setup that you can have in terms of, well, I'll let you take it away.
Oh, I love that question because I am a huge advocate for as long as you know the basics, you can set yourself up for success regardless of where you are. So the key things you've got to remember is audio, lighting, and eyeline. They're the three key things. And if you can get them right in that order, your audience is going to forgive the location in which you're filming for the most part, right? So when it comes to audio, audio is number one. Audiences will tend to forgive bad visuals. I know that sounds funny coming from a video expert, but they will forgive bad visuals if the audio is worth listening to. If the audio is terrible, you're going to lose people like that because they're not going to want to listen to bad audio. So getting your audio right is key. Some real quick hacks on that. Apple AirPods, Bluetooth headsets, anything like that is fantastic. It counts as a microphone. You don't need to spend a lot of money and buying something else. You can hide it under your hair. You know, you don't have to show that you've got those headphones on, but try and avoid the wired ones because, you know, it does have that little bit of a weird look sometimes, you know, when you've got those just the old school little headphones on. But if that's all you've got, then use those headphones, right? Like audio is definitely key. Also, thinking about the location in which you're filming, hard surfaces bounce audio around. So you want as much soft surfaces as you can. I know during COVID, I had a lot of people filming and recording in closets because of all the soft surfaces. Possibly could have been, you know, avoiding children and pets and stuff like that to get the job done. But soft surfaces. So think that through in terms of where you can film. And that's not a hard rule, but it's just if you can, try and avoid, you know, a kitchen environment, for example, because that's going to be tiles and hard surfaces the whole way through. The next thing from audio is lighting. I record all of my things from home without any fancy lighting. I do all of my presentations in that format to show people that whilst I've got a huge production team around me, I can still create content by myself just using exactly practicing what I preach. So right now I have a window behind my computer and it's putting even natural light on me.
Yeah, your lighting is spectacular right now.
Thank you. And there's nothing there other than a window, right? So having the window in front of you, my other cool hack, which I just love, is to put Google on your computer screen.
Yeah, I've heard you say this one before and it got me because now I do it. I love it.
It blindsides people going, I've just bought all this equipment and you're telling me I just need Google? Yeah. Like when it's a white screen and you can fill your computer screen with a white screen and turn the brightness up really high, that can make a huge difference in terms of that nice, even light towards you. So two pretty easy hacks when it comes to lighting. Things you want to avoid, you know, fluorescent lights above you and anything that's going to cast a lot of shadows. So just be mindful of those things, but it's more the fluorescent lights above you that causes shadows on your face in weird places that...
Like mine right now.
Oh, yeah.
That's my light because my light is to the left.
Because yours is to the left. Yeah. I moved my whole office around today so that I could get better lighting and just tweak it. And it is trial and error, right? Like what I'm telling you here is stuff that you could implement wherever you are. But if you have the ability to set a specific space up in your office or in your home to set and forget, then you do want the window in front of you. It doesn't necessarily work for the feng shui of the room for those people who are interested in sort of the layout of spaces, but for the purposes of recording, it looks better.
Yeah, cool.
And then the final thing is eyeline. This is where I think a lot of people fall down because they're working a lot on laptops. So what I mean by eyeline is making sure that your eyes are consistently locking with the camera. And the reason that's so important is because your audience will feel as though you're talking to them. Whereas if you've got your eyes constantly darting down, no one's going to be interested in listening to your content because it doesn't look as though you're interested in talking to them. So the beauty of that, you know, the hacks of doing that, if you've seen some of my content when I go around, I put my laptop on Jenga blocks, up ladders, on top of like upside down dustbins. Use whatever you need to use to make sure your camera is at the right eye line for you.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, provided it's safe, it's going to caveat all of that with provided it's safe, it doesn't matter what the behind the scenes looks like.
Yeah, so true.
You know, so making sure that you've got that at the right level is super helpful. I mean, when I'm out and about and I have to jump on a call, sometimes I've done calls from resting my laptop on the top of the car, you know, like as long as the eye line's right, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And I think if you can get those three things right, fundamentally, you can create video anywhere.
Yeah, I love that. And a tip I had that I heard once was if you're using your mobile to record and like it's in a tripod, the thing is that we always look at ourselves in the screen, especially if you're recording, obviously using the front camera.
Use the back one.
Yeah, or put a post-it note over your screen.
Mm.
So even if you're recording like an Insta story or something, like put the post-it note there because then you're not going to look at yourself. And also you're going to stop judging yourself so harshly.
It's the judgment piece. We're so self-critical and that's what, that's what stops people creating content.
Yeah, that's true.
But you're right. Yeah. Putting a post-it note, covering yourself. When I'm on webinars and meetings, I push everything to the top of my computer screen so that my eye line always stays at the top.
That's a great tip. Fantastic tip. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Rebecca, for joining us again. Once again, you have given so many nuggets.
Bite-sized nuggets of info. Love it.
So many. Now, I'm going to put all your details in the show notes, but please tell the audience, for those that aren't going to check the show notes, where they can find you and how they can work with you.
Yeah, of course. So you can find me at RebeccaSaunders.com. On there, you'll find all my free resources and downloads and everything you need to know about my online signature program, if that takes your fancy. I teach people how to do this stuff and hold them accountable to doing it. So if you're wanting to implement video, that's where you want to go. And if you just want short tips and extend what we talked about today, follow me online. You can find me on all social platforms at The Rebecca Saunders.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. I'm sure one day we'll get you back because there's just so many nuggets.
Yeah, love that. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.